This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from Bemidji, Minnesota, home, at least for tourism purposes, to the mythical folk legend Paul Bunyan and his blue ox Babe. The statues of Paul and Babe on Lake Bemidji are one of the iconic roadside attractions in the great state of Minnesota. Visitors stop by every day, all year round, to take their pictures with this titanic logger and his trusty beast of burden. And while the real history of this place is decidedly more complex than some big dude who cut down trees, something about Paul Bunyan continues to fascinate people. Not his axe, but his fashion. Oh yes, the flannel, the big beard. America can't get enough of it. And that's why Paul is back in the news here in Bemidji. The city is debating whether to allow people to dress up Paul Bunyan for special events, whether he should wear special clothing to promote the 4th of July or the latest bean feed, or should he stick to his red plaid brand. In fact, a group of Bemidji city leaders are holding a meeting at this very hour to discuss this topic. Let's listen in.
All right. Either we dress Paul up or we leave him alone.
I say leave him alone. Bearded folk characters deserve respect. When people take a selfie with Paul, they want to see plaid, not propaganda.
Plaid? Get with the times, Ogilvy. The kids these days, they like hashtags and cross-promotion.
We've done plenty of stuff for millennials, Peters. Plenty. You can't throw a stick in this town without hitting someone with a YouTube channel. They're fine. Jenkins, I'm telling you, leave Bunyan alone.
All right. Now, I thought we might be log jammed, so I took the liberty of finding a third option. Maybe instead of having Paul dressed up by random civic organizations, we put a little focused effort into the aesthetic. I've taken the liberty of bringing in a fashion designer who specializes in dressing all of the world's great folk heroes. Here she is. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Beltrami.
Beltrami, if you please. Wow, her shoes have tiny little heels on the heels.
That's right, darling. I made these happen, and you'll be buying them at your JCPenney in 2020. I'm told you need a new wardrobe for this Paul Bunyan. I can help.
It's Bunyan. Like Bunyan?
Lost my spot.
Listen. I made a robe for the all-seeing Qianlian of China and another for his all-hearing brother, Xun Feng. Now they're both all gorgeous. I made a sport coat for the West African folk legend Anansi. No easy task. He's a spider. And now he has a supermodel on every arm. That's 8, darling. 8. I even got Krampus a GQ spread, and he's literally a nightmare.
All right. I'm telling you guys, she's great. Bemidji is already Minnesota's best town. Once we bling out Bunyan, we'll be in the running for world's best town.
No promises, darling. You'll need a pizza ranch first.
All right, well, first make Paul look nice, then we'll try to land the Moby Dick of Western-themed Italian chain restaurants.
Where is he? Where's my model?
Look, he's right out the window.
Oh, honey, he's gonna need to drop a few pounds. I like my men to look like fly swatters, darling, like an oven mitt of muscles. I drape them with saffron ribbons that dangle about their waist like willow branches.
Well... That's how big he is, so can you do it?
Well, as Versace once told me, with control tops, all things are possible. Yes, I will dress your lumberjack.
And Babe, too.
The ox, darling Colifarrier.
The ox or no deal.
Yeah, he should be easy. I mean, he's already such a pretty blue color.
Darling, blue is for old women and little boys. But fine, I will dress your livestock too.
Okay, so do we have a compromise? No one can dress Paul and Babe unless they're a bona fide fashion expert.
I'm all for it.
I'll go along with it. But this better not be one of those Lady Gaga meat dress things.
My dear, everything I make is fabulous. You should see the trousers I made for John Henry. They have a special sleeve for his hammer.
It better be plaid. That's all I've got to say.
The Great Northern Radio Players.